Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. It's Thursday, July 7th, and we're the podcast that updates whenever there's news, all day, every weekday.
Here's the latest.
Derek Chauvin has been sentenced to 20 years in prison on federal civil rights charges. Last year, the former Minneapolis police officer pleaded guilty to violating George Floyd's civil rights to be free from unreasonable seizure and force by a police officer. Chauvin is already serving a 22-year prison sentence for Floyd's murder. As part of his plea agreement, Chauvin will serve both sentences at the same time in federal prison.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson resigned today following a mutiny by his colleagues in the governing Tory party. After winning a landslide victory in 2019, Johnson was hit with multiple scandals that other Tories said made them not trust his honesty or judgment. Johnson made the announcement in front of Downing Street this morning.
And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. But them's the breaks.
Johnson plans to stay in office until the Tory party chooses his successor.
We're doing this story just so we can play you a delightful clip of tape. This morning, as UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson was announcing his resignation, the actor Hugh Grant tweeted that protesters outside the British Parliament should blast the Benny Hill theme song while politicians did live interviews. And so they did.
Firstly, we need to make sure that we keep the basic functions of government going. That's really important. There are, for example, no ministers in DfE at the moment. That needs to be sorted out. Secondly, I think we need to try and select a new leader.
All we can say is chef's kiss.
Brittany Griner, the WNBA star who's been detained in Russia since February, has pleaded guilty to the drug charges against her. Officials at an airport near Moscow claim they found cannabis oil in her luggage, which carries a sentence of up to 10 years. Griner says she didn't intend to break the law. Just yesterday, President Biden reassured Griner's wife that he is working to get Griner released regardless of the trial's outcome.
If you've followed the story of Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes, or if you watched The Dropout, you'll remember the name Sonny Balwani. He was Holmes' partner, both in running the corrupt blood testing startup as well as romantically. Today, a California jury found Balwani guilty of 12 counts related to defrauding investors and patients. Holmes was also convicted in a separate trial earlier this year. The markets had a good day. The tech-heavy NASDAQ jumped more than 2%, while the Dow and S&P 500 both closed up more than 1%. It's the fourth straight up day for the S&P, which matches the index's longest winning streak of the year. And honestly, that tells you what a bad year it's been so far.
Today and every day, we're updating The Refresh from Insider as news happens, so check back whenever you want to know the latest. Coming up, Rebecca and I play our weekly game with the news, two headlines and a lie.
The changing world of hybrid work offers new possibilities. WebEx enables them with an open platform and many integrated partners like Calendly, Gong, and HubSpot. Powerful partnerships power hybrid work. Visit apphub.webex.com. WebEx, working for everyone.
Actor James Caan has died. He was 82. His family announced his death in a tweet on his account. Caan was best known for his role as Sonny Corleone in The Godfather, which earned him Golden Globe and Oscar nominations for Best Supporting Actor. Caan also played major roles in Brian's Song, Rollerball, and perhaps everyone's favorite Christmas movie, Elf. Caan is survived by his five children, including actor Scott Caan.
There's about to be a new, much shorter number for the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, 988. The easier-to-remember number will replace the current 10-digit number on July 16th, thanks to a bipartisan act signed into law by former President Trump. Experts hope the change will help the growing mental health crisis in the U.S., which was exacerbated by the pandemic and disproportionately affects young people of color and LGBTQ teens.
The heads of the FBI and Britain's MI5 walk into a London press conference together. No, it's not an old joke, but the first ever joint appearance by the two security agency chiefs. The danger that brought them together? China, which they called the biggest long-term threat to our economic and national security. The FBI's Christopher Wray said they've recently detected China preparing itself to withstand major Western sanctions, which aren't currently in place.
Now in our world, we call that kind of behavior a clue.
Among the possible threats from China, they mentioned an invasion of Taiwan, industrial espionage, and election interference.
The Georgia Guidestones, a group of granite slabs in a Georgia field that came to be known as America's Stonehenge, were destroyed on Wednesday. Officials said it was due to someone or a group of someone's detonating an explosive device that damaged the structure, but authorities demolished the rest of it later for safety reasons. Conspiracy theorists believe the Georgia Guidestones, which appeared mysteriously in 1979, were satanic and proof of a plot to depopulate the world. Yep, it definitely wasn't just like art or anything.
Court documents obtained by insiders show that Elon Musk quietly had twins last November with one of his top executives, Siobhan Zillis. The twins were born weeks before Musk and Grimes had their second child via surrogate, also in November. Musk now has 9 known children. Zillis, the mother of the twins, works at Neuralink, which was co-founded by Musk. Neuralink is making implantable brain-machine interfaces.
It's time for our weekly game, Two Headlines and a Lie. Our friends over at Morning Brew, the daily newsletter, play this game every Thursday.
And as always, Maddie Merritt from Morning Brew is here to play with us. So Maddie, can you remind our listeners how the game works?
So I'm going to read you 3 news headlines. All of them might seem like they're real, but one is more fake than a diet recommendation from a TikToker. But David, Rebecca, you know the drill. You're going to guess which headline you think is the lie.
Maddie, you actually have beaten us these past few weeks. Dave dragged me down into his loser's circle, and I cannot escape. But at least we're losers together, Dave. So
yes,
there's that.
Well, let's see if we can change that this week. Maddie, what you got?
Okay, headline A. Worker who was accidentally paid 330 times his salary offers resignation and vanishes without a trace.
Mm.
And headline B. Colorado funeral home operator guilty of selling body parts.
Okay.
Yep.
And headline C, astronauts on International Space Station won't get access to the new Minions movie because of a heated copyright battle between Universal and NASA.
Huh.
This is a tough one. I am rooting for the worker in headline A. I mean, unless they were already making millions of dollars. But if they were just like a regular worker and then they got paid 300 times their salary and they were like, ooh, just going to take this and go away.
Yeah.
I hope that headline is true. So I'm going to say that one is real.
I'm with you on that. That one just seems like a dream. I would also dip.
Yeah.
See ya.
Okay. I'm going to go with headline B, the body parts being sold, because it seems real to me, so it might be fake.
Right, and Maddie does this.
Yes. She's getting in her head.
I'm gonna diverge from you, Rebecca. I'm gonna say that headline C is the fake headline.
You're probably right.
Because, you know, if Universal really cared about the human race, they would send Minions to outer space.
Imagine not letting astronauts watch Minions. That just seems cruel. So yeah, you're probably right.
Everybody loves astronauts. They would give them Minions.
Yeah.
So that to me feels like the fake one. So I'm going to say C is the fake headline.
You're probably right, but I'm going to stick with my initial answer.
Is that because you're stubborn or is that because you just really truly believe the funeral home director?
I like sticking to my wrong decisions.
That's fair. Hey, that's fair.
I have follow through.
You've got a gumption. I admire that. All right, Maddie. So what's the deal? Are we both wrong?
Okay, Dave is the winner because there's no beef between NASA and the Minions movie or Universal.
Let's go.
Makes sense. I can't even be angry with myself for this one.
Hey, you should have joined when you had the chance.
Congratulations, Dave. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, Rebecca. Really nice. So, Maddie, can you explain more about these real headlines then?
So, a worker in Chile was accidentally paid 330 times his monthly salary as a dispatch assistant. He was supposed to receive about $500, but actually received over $180,000. So he reported the mistake, offered his resignation, but then vanished.
With the money.
Yes, with the money, obviously. I really hope he's living it up, like, on an island somewhere.
Good for him. Live your dream, Chile worker. Live your dream.
Okay, and what about the other headline?
So this one's gross, but the operator of a funeral home in Colorado has been accused of stealing body parts and selling them. Assisted by her mother, Megan Hess has reportedly made hundreds of thousands of dollars in this illegal body part scheme. She sold heads, torsos, limbs, and entire bodies to medical and scientific buyers without the consent of the deceased person's family. And the craziest and saddest part of this story is that in some cases, the cremated remains she gave to family members did not actually contain any of the person's remains because she had already sold the body.
Oh, my God.
Well, this is...
That is dark.
Terrible. It's so dark. That is way darker than I expected it to be. Maddie, thanks for leaving us on that cheery note. Be sure to subscribe to Morning Brew and listen to the Refresh from Insider again next Thursday for another two headlines and a lie. Make sure to follow the Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play the Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Talk to you soon.